The Dark Wizard in the flesh will now reveal I am in step negative 4 from the viewpoint of the dark side in terms only the dark side can understand. As a child, I was never diagnosed as having any mental disorders. And the term Aspie, or even the work of Asperger, was unknown to me at that time. So getting a correct diagnosis was not even going to happen anyway. And my father and stepmother made sure of that. I always believed it was because of the special treatment that went along with it. It's too expensive to have been diagnosed with any mental condition, even normal. Let's face it, it's just a label. And for what they were saying I might have, did not have any drugs to cure it. And for the most parents, that was the end of that discussion. Because if they did not have a pill that would cure it, why have it? No. All I needed to do was get over it. Learn to be like other people who are normal. Learn to talk like them. Act like them. But no matter how hard I tried, I could not learn to think like you. First off, I have an IQ of 180 last time I was tested. So when you call me Einstein, you are calling me stupid. Because Albert Einstein only had an IQ of 160. Since most of you range from 70 to 125, Einstein would seem like the most intelligent person in centuries. Since, well, Isaac Newton. If it was not for Einstein's view about how the universe works, because of how it proved, he got it all wrong. And Sir Isaac Newton's view still holds up. So really, it's Newton's view of the universe. Since the only thing I added was proof that Newton was right. By defining the trianary energy, trianary engine, and the trianary universe. I proved that everything Newton said about the universe works at the subatomic level, and that everything Einstein said did not. And that was not that hard for someone with an IQ of 180, but it's clear those without it cannot understand it. So as a child, they thought it was strange that I had such a high IQ. So it was best just to ignore it. It's rare, but so are hemorrhoids. They are a pain in the ass also. But high IQs are normal for the Aspies. And not for neurotypicals. By the time I joined the military, I thought I was normal. I thought I did get over it. And I had no documented medical reason for anyone to think I was not normal. Then one day recently, I was watching a BBC special documentary on Sir Isaac Newton on YouTube. Entitled The Last Magician, which, as I said, the word magician and wizard are the same in some languages. So I watched it over and over. As the Air Force pointed out, I am an obsessive compulsive, or OCD. But the things they said proved that I was saying in my video series you are now watching. So it was great news. Someone got it. Jesus was inserted into the Bible to create a deity. God was the force in all his equations. Proof that everything I said about God being the light was documented in this video. And then they said Sir Isaac Newton had Asperger's syndrome. So I searched the internet for this word and found out everything I could about it. Watched all the videos I could find on all the websites and YouTube. Then I took the test, which I aced. I'm an Aspie, no doubt about it. Wow, what does that mean? I'm not normal, or as we Aspies call it, the typicals. And looking back, I can pick out all the Aspies I have ever come in contact with. I can read a book and see it in people. Hundreds of all the top scientists and entertainers, people who excel in life, all Aspies, all the scientists, writers, and politicians who ever made a major contribution to society are all Aspies. Wow. Why would I want to be a neurotypical or normal person? I told you about the dark wizard Moses. He was an Aspie. In fact, all the wizards are Aspies. So Moses was the burning bush. It was his brain on fire. If you look at brain scans or PET scans, you will see branches on fire. As if their brain was on fire. Compared to normal brain activity, our brain's frequency runs lower. It's because our brains run multiple thought processes at once, making it hard to keep some thoughts in our mind. So we tend to focus on one thought, even though in our mind we have thousands of these threads running. So much that it lights up our minds. So our brains look like a Christmas tree all lit up. Or a burning bush, as the Bible calls it. So I am was the jealous God. And do you know why? Because normal or neurotypicals will be jealous of people like I am. Because we are brighter. Because our brain is on fire, it's the burning bush. So you will kill our kind for thousands of generations to smite us, as the Bible puts it. For all those that do not believe in I am, the Bible was written by those Aspies, and their words mean nothing to you. It's not the Bible that is wrong. It's how you interpret it that is wrong. It's the religion you turned it into that is wrong. You could not worship without warships. So it's unending war. You are the warlocks. And it's why you will be punished with money. We will use it to control you like sheep. So you become female sheep known as you. This is our way of getting back at you for being jealous of us, for being smarter than you. I am named after Sir William Wallace, so my middle name is Scott. What most people know about William Wallace was from the movie Braveheart. What I know of him is much more. My grandfathers before me wrote a lot about him. He was just like me, an Aspie. Keep in mind, we only had one word for it, wizard. So the two mean the same thing. Very few good magicians are neurotypicals, and those that are actually just good entertainers. And there is a huge difference. And very few neurotypicals can understand that the story about Braveheart is the same story as Jesus. And though I idea why that is. Jesus Barabbas was a man who wanted to get married, but was told he would have to shed his bride on their wedding night with the local governor, known as Jos Primonactes. So he went to war with them and denounced the church as evil because they used money, which makes them bankers in both stories. And that freedom was defined as using no money or bartering system. But that is why you are in the dark, and all slaves to money and the bankers. Because you could not deny that no matter how many times Aspies like me go to war and win our freedom back, and remember the Aspies I'm talking about here, Jesus, Sir William Wallace, and George Washington. So in effect, the story of the Patriot, and oddly enough, the actor who played the main role in both these movies, also directed the movie The Passion of the Christ. And these are all the same story. A fight for freedom is always against the bankers. And it's why I was named after Jesus and Sir William Wallace. My fight is the same. It's the fight for freedom in the land of freedom. Neurotypicals do not understand the light wizard as a concept. It's from the viewpoint of an Aspie. Not sure other Aspies will agree. Let's face it, we all have free will and can all believe what we want to believe. And being an Aspie does not change this, unfortunately. But I do know one thing. These men did. God is the light. Jesus was the messenger that would be born back into the flesh to tell you his story one more time and hope that you would listen without me having to go to battle with the powers that be, because I have proven time and again that you will never learn that lesson that way. They will always win because of traitors like Judas, who sold Jesus out for money, and Bruce, who sold William Wallace out for money, and then Lincoln, who sold out George Washington for money. So anyone who only goes along with something just to make money is selling it out. And why Tolkien called the bankers trolls, and Harry Potter, they were dwarves. Funny how many people tell his story. No, you will never learn this lesson by having another war. That is what got you into this mess to start with, and why neurotypicals do not understand the light wizard as a concept. Isaac Newton never talked about stimulation overload or meltdowns. As a child, I never had them. But after the military vaccinations in 1990, I started to have strange reactions to different stimulation. The first thing I noticed was lights that flashed 13 times a second, minute or hour, or at a frequency of 13 hertz. This time varies in time. Now it's between 12.666 to 13. So the range is still very close. So there must be some scientific reason for this, because I discovered the correlation between sunspots or black holes on the sun's surface that face Earth during certain planetary alignments, and have been accurately predicting earthquakes for years. But every time I predict one, people would say I was wrong. I would tell them that the earth place to place, here within the time range I gave. So how am I wrong? They would say the earthquake was not here. It might have been there, but that does not count. There are always earthquakes going on somewhere, and this is how most neurotypicals view it, and why they do not see the correlation between these flashes of lights. Because within 12.666 to 13 days after the sunspots and planetary alignments, we have major earthquakes. So the strange reactions I get to flashing lights in this spectrum, and it's not just me that notice these lights. Some epileptic people will actually go into seizures in the range of 12.666 to 13 hertz. So it's crystal clear to me. It's a warning sign saying, "Danger, William Robinson, danger." My first meltdown happened a year after I was medically retired. I was going through a bad divorce and dating women because I did not want to live alone, so it made life difficult. I was opening up to new people who had different ways to live. They eat different foods, wore different materials, not to mention listen to different music, and wanted different lighting. I found it hard to adjust. My skin would feel like it had ants crawling on it and under it. It gets very painful. I find myself scratching and rubbing my hands all the time, having to put them in my pocket or under my legs. I am always hot or cold, but could not tell you if it's because of the actual temperature around me. So sometimes I do not pay attention to how hot or cold things are, and tension then becomes painful. And I do not know if it's because it's too hot, or I'm too cold, or vice versa, and my vision will get distorted. Sometimes I would get kaleidoscope eyes. It felt like a bad LSD trip, like I was hallucinating. Sounds. Ticking the clocks drive me to the point of wanting to kill myself. It can be very painful, as I cannot stand how loud they are, and they tick 60 times a minute. That is 12 times 5, which I call 12.666. It's a rhythm that sounds like danger to me. So all I can do is run and hide, find a nice, dark, quiet space that I can stay in till this meltdown goes away. And in public, this is hard to do, and why I do not go out much, if at all, and why I know it was the vaccinations and not inherent to aspects. We are more sensitive to this chemical attack on our DNA because we are more in tune with it. And any changes in our chemistry, and we react to it. I play connect the dots to keep my mind busy. It's a very bad habit. Like all bad habits, I learned it from someone. In this case, it was Isaac Newton. He said that all science is nothing more than a connect the dots game. You have facts. These are the dots. You have lines. These are logic you use to connect the dots with. It's a very black and white way of you and the universe. It's what causes OCD. I get obsessed and compulsive over everything. I try to connect the dots from things that have no relationships whatsoever. It's like reading tea leaves. No more science in it than any other pattern recognition. One Can't you see the pattern? And can connect the dots accurately, it becomes science. And as John Nash in the movie Beautiful Mind could tell you, the style of thinking can drive you into madness. You start to view everything as a series of events. This leads to that, which leads to the other thing. And soon the world you create to deal with these problems become reality. Because in reality, a lot of Aspies are witches and wizards, and can create a virtual reality environment complete with people, places, and events. And no one wants to admit that these things are really happening. Because pattern recognition is not real science to neurotypicals. But to people like me, we cannot stop playing connect the dots. It's how our brains were wired, so it's not a habit at all. And it's why Tolkien called these people hobbits. Although in the book he was the White Wizard, it's very obvious that Gandalf was in the Order of the Starry or Wise Ones, and are actually elves, which were all Aspies. So this book tells the same story as Jesus, Wallace, and Washington. Even in my favorite story, Harry Potter, it's very clear that the difference between Aspies and neurotypicals is what they call wizards, or witches, and muggles. Because muggles, just like neurotypicals, you never see things the way that wizards or Aspies do. It may not have been the author's intentions, but her character descriptions depict this crystal clear to me. Once you connect the dots, you will see that this is true. It's hard to tell a story that is so vast as this one without telling other versions of the same story told throughout time. All these stories are the same, whether it be the Gold Ring of Power, the Deathly Hallows, kings and queens, or governments. It's all about power, which is all about money. So all these stories become one to me. The pattern is clear. Evil is power and money. It's the root of all evil. It's what we have to fight against to be free. And whether that enemy is a dwarf, troll, goblin, or banker, it's all the same. So I refer to other stories. So I do not have to tell them in another way, because that is all these people have done throughout time. Be it the Wizard of Oz, Merlin, or the White Wizard, these are all the same story about the same thing. I tend to over-explain everything to neurotypicals. It's because they are not very intelligent, and I find I can never talk to them about complex subjects, even though most of them think they can engage me in such subjects, and then wonder why it is I cannot agree with them on anything they say. It's because it was all wrong, because your whole view of how the universe actually works is wrong. And there is no way we can have a conversation until I can correct that. But neurotypicals think that I'm arrogant for thinking and acting this way. And it's because you are ignorant. And I can talk to you, but I cannot correct the way your brain is wired. My darkness is just me. Once I get into the darkness, I lash out, because the feeling is overwhelming. In my darkest hour, I sound like a madman, because my brain can think a lot faster than my body can react. So while I get frustrated at this problem. It's like I'm driving a 10-story robot that is out of control. I know the body and mind are not the same, and the voice of what is in charge when I'm in the darkness. It's not I. It's in this darkness where all my pain exists, and all these emotions take over as my sensory perception gets overwhelming, and the smallest of sounds are amplified. Feeling of blood rushing through my brain is so loud I cannot hear myself think. Sometimes I want out of the darkness so bad that I want to die. I hate the darkness inside of me. When I'm at my darkest, I see no light, not even shades of gray, because I am me. Might be in the same body. We are not the same entity. So who am I? I am the darkness. I am the light. I am every shade of gray in between. I am.